Cognate me forthwith. Ah! And so the clock strikes one, and so we have recorded.
Welcome.
Dear listeners, you are presently listening to 91.5.
WMFO.
Medford Tufts.
Freeform.
Radio.
Welcome aboard.
If you haven't been able to tell by our chipper tones, we were able to steal away 7 extra minutes today. The show before us wasn't here, and we've commanded full control of the airwaves. Ahoy.
Welcome to the pirate show.
Tonight's we already played this game.
Tonight's theme I actually changed, and I don't know if you saw it, but it's actually Jungle Cream.
Tonight's theme is Jungle Cream. Why is it Jungle Cream?
Because I scavenged through the Tufts jungle on my way here. And as you nicely pointed out, cream of wheat tonight anagrammed could mean machete, which is
part of it.
It's an important utensil for the jungle.
Mean a machete fortnight owl, machete oft throwing, a menace forthwith got.
If you don't understand what he's saying, then you have missed the first 7 bonus minutes.
Bonus minutes. All right, I feel like it's song time, Ben.
Okay.
I feel like we need to give the people what they want because it's usually an intro song, and this one's quite the funky one.
Okay.
You're
not going to like my intro song, so I think we should start with yours.
Okay, all right. The only way I've ever heard the song described is it has quote-unquote dirty bass, but in a really good way. So I'm pretty pumped about it. It's a recent song that's going to come into my discography, and I'm super into it. All right, so here you go.
Here we are. So, Aiden.
So, Ben.
So, something that I've actually been hip to for a while, as we all know, is...
I've been hip to it.
I'm actually pretty in touch with this current fad I've noticed on campus.
Oh.
Or maybe not. I don't know. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Lay it on me, then.
Yes. I will give you the scoop, as we say.
Scoop, scoop it on me.
Yes. So, have you ever been, like, at night on this campus, just, like, out and about?
I have frequently been on this campus during the nighttime.
Yes. That's exactly what I was wondering. And I'm thinking, have you ever, like, looked out mm-hmm. and just, like, seen one or more people just kind of, like, running? And no matter how innocent...
You mean running in an exercise way?
No. Oh. I mean running in a moving from one place to a much further away place.
As fast as possible and not with a method of self-improvement.
It doesn't seem like there's any intention to get exercise. It's sort of like an unhappy coincidence. And I don't know, something about it has, like, recently captured my attention.
Oh, wait, I'm confused. Are these people terrified? Are they running away from
me? I'm terrified by watching it, which I think...
I haven't seen this ever happen. I don't know what you're talking about.
This happened to me under an hour ago.
And you were just walking?
In two...
And there was just someone running.
There were car horns, and then from two different cars, and then two gentlemen running with kind of like a parkour intention, but none of the skill set.
So they were trying to get from point A to point B as creatively as possible, but they failed to do so.
It seemed like they were like bad criminals.
Oh.
They were just running. Uh-huh. And like they kind of like hopped off
criminal clothes?
I don't... Anyone at night is wearing criminal clothes as far as I'm aware.
That's fair.
Like nobody that is out past the time, like the ripe hour of 9:30, is up to
not
any
wearing
good.
Normal clothes.
Yeah, they're up to only bad things.
When we go and return to and from this radio show,
we are
heinous criminal. Things. heinous things.
Unspeakable evils. We will commit just by virtue of being outdoors past 9:30.
Yeah, unfortunately, the show is just cursed.
Criminality on either side, bookmarked by immoral acts.
Yep. So, what do you think they're doing? What's
going on?
I
can't tell you. I don't know. I feel like it's natural to assume that if I heard weird car horns. Mm-hmm. Also, I forgot to mention right before. Okay, so it goes car like beep 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 like two different car horns as though they're.
Wait, I'm confused. Okay, so you're walking, and you see these cars.
I'm standing on a corner.
Okay, so you're standing on a corner, and two cars come up. They're driving?
Out of sight car. Oh, actually, no, there
were
two cars.
They're just atmospheric sounds.
Okay, wait, so I'm doing a poor job explaining. Okay, so I'm standing at a corner.
Ben's standing on a corner.
Two cars that are communicating to each other.
But you don't see them.
I don't see them yet.
They're a ways away, okay.
Then two cars, like, drive by. One hops a curb and continues driving, which was suspicious. And then they, like, do a loop, and then they are gone. And then more honking from,
when you say do a loop... Is this in the middle of the street?
Like a cul-de-sac loop.
And then they do a complete loop and go back the way they came?
One goes back the way it came, the other one kind of like lurks a little bit.
And by lurking, you mean stops in the middle of the cul-de-sac?
Kinda, yeah, but slow. It wasn't a full stop.
Wait, I'm confused.
These aren't the gentlemen I want to talk about.
Okay. You're concerning yourself with the wrong gentleman.
They are not the people we're talking about. I think they might be related, that's why I brought them up.
Okay, so they're at least important context. Not necessarily relevant, but not.
They're part of the general focus. Spooky hour that I was out.
Okay, so they just add spook to the whole scenario.
Yeah, and then two men, just jog it like. I don't think one was running from the other, but they were both just running, kind of where the cars were.
One in front of the other.
Only because one was in slightly better shape, I assume.
Okay.
And then they were gone.
Were they running fast?
Faster than anyone should run, unless they're in a marathon.
Were they wearing tracksuits?
No. They weren't trying... Like, they didn't know they were running, I think, until they were running.
Were they wearing ski masks?
No.
Were they armed?
No.
Were they wearing Crocs?
No.
Were they wearing moon shoes?
I wish.
Were they wearing skis?
I wouldn't have... I don't think so.
Okay.
Because I would have heard, like, a click, click... Ah.
Oh.
Ah.
Hello.
Hello. We have a caller.
I think we have a caller. Oi. Hello. All right. Time to put them on air. All right.
I want
to
hear no party words.
All right. Hello.
Ben.
Who is this? Hello.
Hello.
Ben. Howdy.
Oh. A friend that knows Ben.
Okay. Is this Garrett?
It is.
Wait, Garrett, back on the show again.
Please tell us about...
Oh, hi, Garrett.
How
We've missed you?
You.
Good. I'm watching some guy getting a DUI right now.
What?
We're not allowed to... He was, I don't even want to...
All right, Garrett.
It's live.
Turn your head, like, 45 degrees and then tell us what you see there instead.
What?
Don't look at that man.
So you know where your head is now, Garrett? Things. So I want you to take that head. I want you to twist it a little bit.
Give me a
little
shoop.
Give me a scoot.
And look somewhere else. Do you follow?
Garrett, if your day was a soup, what soup would it be?
I think we might have lost
Garrett. Garrett's mad.
We might have lost Garrett.
Oh, Garrett's gone.
Goodbye,
I think he hung
Garrett.
Out. All right, well.
That wasn't a pleasant interaction, but it was definitely better
than some.
Than some
interactions.
General herpes.
I forgot about general herpes.
Did not like him.
See, that's interesting. What if we just start this thing where we just harangue our guests on our show? Where nothing makes sense. I kind of like that. That might be mean, but I feel like I just discovered a piece of myself that I didn't know was there. Oh.
Oh.
And he's back.
Is this Garrett again?
Yeah, it is.
We lost you.
Garrett, you left us last time.
I heard your soup question.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
that was
so
the most important part.
Your day, soup. Lay it on me.
The soup described my day would definitely be a cream chicken.
Oh. Hmm. Wait, we have another caller?
A second caller?
Well, we're going to bring
Garrett,
him on.
Don't go. Don't go.
This is really fun.
I won't go anywhere.
Hello, other caller.
Hi.
Oh, who's this?
Who is this?
Yael.
Oh, hi, Yael. You're calling in. This is my friend. Now we have one of Ben's friends, and Ben and I are also friends. This is so fun. Wow.
Wait, I'm confused. What is this radio magic? Are you like delayed? Oh no, I'm scared. Oh no, this is why.
We're performing voodoo on this show.
This is about to be so bad.
Why is this bad?
I'm laughing.
Okay.
So, soup day? Question marks?
Yeah. All right, so Garrett, first answer, then we'll get to Yael. Yael just chimed in. Come on, Garrett.
I'm just in my answer now?
Yeah. So
yes, now it's answer time.
I want you to change your answer, though, unless you have a really good explanation. Because I know I've lived many years.
A nice turkey chili.
A turkey chili?
Turkey
why?
Chili.
Turkey chili feels meaty.
How viscous is this turkey chili?
What?
Like how thick is the turkey chili?
Pretty thick.
So it's that's more of a loaf, I would imagine.
Oh.
No, we're not the meatloaf. We're talking like chili.
Okay. So it's loaf.
Like you're going to Chili's and ordering chili.
You went to Chili's?
When you go to Chili's and order chili, they give you bread. That's what they do.
You can't go to Chili.
I've never been to Chili's. I don't know.
Thank you so much.
Yael, soup day.
Am I just naming a soup that I enjoy?
No. You weren't here for the original prompt. I forgot.
Quite the opposite.
I saw this on Facebook and I clicked on it. I'm going to need some info.
Oh, silly me. So, okay, Yael. So are you a first-time listener also, too?
No, this is my third time listening, but it is my first time listening this semester.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Oh, so much has changed.
So much has...
We got uncancelled.
I'm sorry.
We dug ourselves out of the grave of cancellation. All right, so if your day was a soup, Yael, describe that day.
Oh, this is even better.
Thanks.
Simply better than you remember. We've improved. We're asking soup day questions. Soup de jour. So
we've graduated from the bisque weekend questions. We've graduated to the soup day questions.
All right, but yeah, sorry. Ben and I are overwhelming.
That's okay. So my day today was a solid corn chowder.
Oh, why is this?
We got two chowders, actually.
Yeah.
Explain.
Oh, really? Well, it was a very busy day.
Mm-hmm.
It was slightly cloudy, I would say, and that's where the chowder comes in.
Oh, chowder is a slightly cloudy soup.
Right. It's sort of hard to parse out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, that's fair.
The corn was in there because I had a pretty fun day, and I enjoyed
corn.
Nice.
Corn is kind of a fun food. It's sweet.
Oh, we got a lot of corn here.
Vegetable. It's like a dessert vegetable. Oh.
Garrett is calling us from... Garrett, where are you right now? I saw you in a car earlier today.
My room. No, I'm in my room.
Oh? Garrett... Girl, I'm confused. You're watching some illicit activity going on.
From your room?
Yeah. From your room. You're in your room.
Yeah.
So what sort of room is this? Is this a room in Garbage Town?
This is the penthouse.
Dumpsterville. You're in a suite.
You live in Dumpsterville.
Dumpsterville, population you.
Oh,
to
be fair, out my other window is a dumpster.
Oh, cool. Yael isn't in Dumpsterville. Yael's in Boston, which is kind of...
Hold on, wait.
Wait, is a real place?
Boston is a real place.
I've never been there. I have no idea what that's like.
The amount that Boston is real is low.
Boston is oftentimes fake, but sometimes real.
Sometimes Boston...
Would beg to differ.
No, Boston's not... Are you arguing Boston's real?
Mm-hmm.
I am arguing Boston's real, or else I have to admit that I'm living in an alternate reality.
I feel like I'm living in an alternate reality all the time, not good grounds for arguing proper existence of things.
I think, therefore, I might be. Who's to say?
Excellent. Okay. Do either of you have any song requests? Anything for us to play for you over the air, over space? Or do you just want to listen to us play our beautiful music?
By Hot Shell Ray.
Oh
yeah.
Okay, that's more than acceptable.
Okay, Garrett, I will play a song that I'm more into, and then later in the show that song will come up.
It's coming on in later. And Yael, any suggestions?
I would love some Killers if that was appropriate.
Oh, okay. That's more than appropriate, Yael.
This can be done.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you both.
All right, we can make that work.
For joining us. Your songs will be up soon.
When do I get my check for George Bush?
You'll get your payment check in the mail, Garrett. Come on, it always comes in the unmarked envelope,
the large manila envelope full of pennies.
Yeah, it's fine. Yes, it's delivered by Ralph, our driver.
That's perfect. We're still on the payment and corn system here in Iowa.
Oh yeah, no, you'll be getting corn in chowder form. It's just going to be a gloopy envelope.
Ralph will actually feed it to you. It'll be cold, but Ralph will feed it to you with a small spoon.
He will rub the envelope until it's lukewarm.
He'll warm it up with friction, and then he'll feed it to you from a small silver spoon. The entire time, you need to be sitting, and he has to be standing.
And he will hum softly, probably to himself.
He'll forget that you're there, and then he'll leave. So that's what's going to happen. All right. Well, we all know that the Killers only have one song, and that song's Mr. Brightside, so expect it later. I think Garrett's gone, right?
Disrespectful.
Garrett is gone.
Goodbye,
Garrett. All right, Yael, now that it's just us.
Just the three amigos.
Just the three amigos. What else has gone on? I just hope all's well with you, Yael. That's all I care for you in the world, you know? All right, well, so moving on. Hello? Okay.
Should I play the song that I was going to play in front of I Like It Like That?
Yeah, sure. We're just going to do that now.
Okay, so I want to just do an introduction to the song.
Okay. Yael, it was great to have you on the show. Thank you for calling on.
Thank you. Yes.
Goodbye.
Yael, we appreciate you. Call on again.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys.
Aww. Thanks. Was tender.
I'll listen more frequently, I promise.
Aww.
Okay. I'm holding you to that. Well, no, we have a little thing that tells us.
We do, truly.
Oh, that's scary. Okay.
Big brother. Right. Yeah.
Big brother's always watching. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have a good night.
Okay. Goodbye.
So, okay, my friend and I, right in the middle of a time...
That was funny.
Oh, yeah, should we do a little post-game, like, discussion about that?
Well, they can hear us. I mean, they're still listening.
Oh, we shouldn't talk about them, then.
I mean, I don't know. Whatever.
They were nice.
It was nice to have them.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. I want to introduce this song because I'm really excited about it.
Time.
And I want to watch your reaction in person because I actually don't know what it will be.
Okay.
So this is a song that I should have been not listening to and watching the music video for when, in fact, I was, because I'm bad at like being responsible and doing my homework and stuff. So this song is called Yoga, and I guess... I've just been listening to it a lot recently. I think this person, I don't want to say the wrong thing. I want to see what else this person has been part of.
Curious.
I want to see if this person was in fact, the artist in this, was in fact in this. Yeah, okay. So this artist actually was part of the song We Are Young with Fun. So I'm just going to play it because I like it and I want to see your reaction.
All right.
And we do not have to. We'll see. All right.
Sounds good. All right.
Here we are.
A little ditty. Song time. Your booty do that yoga.
Party at the beach down in Copacabana. Sipping Gilapish. Got my black yoga pants on. Me and Brittany, we've been down in Atlanta. Sweating in the club. Call me Dirty Diana. Flexing like a yogi. Drop it down with your hands up. Do a headstand. Bend it back. Put your legs up. I ain't got no worries. I'm my own private dancer.
Was monumental.
That song is a song for the ages. Whoa.
What just happened?
I don't know.
I think the studio might be tearing apart because.
Oh, why might that be?
Because we just got 14 listeners.
There's 14. Oh my god. You can count them on three hands.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. 14 listeners.
Yeah, we're not going to let that go to our heads.
I feel like I'm on like NPR or something.
Hello, today's story.
Wow.
That's incredible. That's a lot.
Wow.
That number is more than 10.
I'm Corva Coleman. I'm just on NPR.
That's more than a baker's dozen, Aiden.
more
of listeners.
Baker's Dozen would be 13.
Baker's Dozen's got nothing on 14 listeners.
Yeah. Well, it's got one less.
It's got, yeah. Well.
Yeah. If you, you know how it is.
That's numbers.
So I think it's time for Garrett's song. I think that's important, right?
Yeah. Should we?
Do you remember what it was?
I do.
Oh, okay, cool. I like just wanted to congratulate everyone who's listening to this right now. I'm frankly so proud. Stay tuned. There'll be more wheat after this quick tribute to Garrett.
Here we are.
Indeed.
Enjoy.
Enjoy, indeed. Always and forever.
Let's get it on. Yeah, y'all can come along. Everybody drinks on me, bought out the bar just to feel like I'm a star. Now I'm thanking the Academy. Missed my ride home, lost my iPhone. I wouldn't have it any other way. If you're with me, let me hear you say,
I like it like that. Hey, windows down, chilling with the radio on. I like it like that. Damn, sun's so hot, make the girls take it all off. I like it like that. Yeah, one more time, I can never get enough. Oh, everybody, sing it right back. I like it like that.
I like it like that.
Till the break of dawn, yeah. Party on the lawn, whistle as the girls walk by. If the cops roll up, pour the cops a cup, cause everybody's here tonight. Call a taxi, pack the backseat. I wouldn't have it any other way. If you're with me, let me hear you say,
I like it like that. Hey, windows down, chilling with the radio on. I like it like that. Damn, sun's so hot, make the girls take it all off. I like it like that. Yeah, one more time, I can never get enough.
Like that, cause the girls playing beer pong, get it back. We having fun partying till the break of dawn. Go grab a cup, I don't know what people waiting on. And I'm gonna want a girl that I know I can take home. In the zone, where I think I had lost my phone. You can tell by looking in the party, straight crack. And don't worry about girls, cause I like it like
I'm max painted at my grandma's house. Only your clothes over there, that's grandma couch. I be filming the friends too, yeah, I'm back on that. Double D chicks hugging, I got racks on racks. Like, I don't want the luxuries of a superstar. I'm just trying to chill with Molly at the hookah bar. You like cartoons, I make a hard mouse with a seatbelt. Put it in the corner.
I like it like that. Hey, windows down, chilling with the radio on. I like it like that. Damn, sun's so hot, make the girls take it all off.
I like it like that. Yeah, one more time, I can never get enough. Oh, everybody, see right back if you like. I like it like that. Hey, windows down, chilling with the radio on. I like it like that. Damn, sun's so hot, make the girls take it all off. I like it like that. Yeah, one more time, I can never get enough.
All right, we're coming up on the half hour, which means that it's PSA time. Time to serve the people a little bit. And there it is.
Oh, they're ready. This one's for you guys. This is a little song I wrote.
There's something very dangerous in your home. Could be hiding in a closet.
This one goes from 0 to 100.
Or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable.
Is it a person?
Yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
Blankets.
Elf on a shelf. Just kidding. It's ladders. It's ladders.
Oh, it's ladders. You got me.
using a ladder. Elf on a shelf is creepy there. I'm using a ladder.
Don't forget.
Might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year
including the people working on the lighting in the trauma center.
Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety.
Orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. Ladder safety. Oh my gosh.
This has been a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
They have, I'm not lying, the scariest photo of a man
I've ever
working
seen.
Oh my god, I'm gonna, I know this is...
What's so scary, the man, the height, the ladder?
The man is sprawled out like a spooky spider. And arachnid. He's hanging, an arachnid, hanging from the gutter of his garage after the ladder slips out from under him.
Wow.
That man is not doing so well.
Simply not.
Okay, wait. I want to see what some of these ladder tips are.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. I'm turning off this music.
I can't do it anymore.
It's been great. But it wasn't what I needed.
Wasn't going to give me my fix.
I want to see if there's any really useful things that I wouldn't have thought of.
Yeah. Yo.
You could get a 36-foot ladder? Wow.
Well.
Wait, ladders are crazy, guys.
That's simply crazy. Insane.
There's not any, okay, there's no tips on this website that I wouldn't have thought of myself. But, oh, never use a ladder in high winds. That would be one
that
thing
feels
that
important.
I feel like that's important, nevertheless obvious.
All right.
I don't know. I feel like, I mean, I guess that's important, but it was dramatic. I'll give you that.
Ben, I'm gonna music kick.
Okay.
Kick some
music.
I wanna ride the wave. I'm riding it. That was meant to be seagulls. That was just sad children.
I heard a seahorse.
Well, in my mind I saw a seahorse. All right. It's time to kick it off with a little more music. I'm just feeling. We talked so much last episode. Now it's just really time to kind of delve into the music first.
I want them to know what we listen to with our ears, so they can listen to it with their ears.
Their ears. We're in this moment. Our ears are one. and there you have it.
We talked about ears of corn, and now we're going to ears. Ears.
Yep.
Let's give them a little ditty.
Little. Yep.
Yes.
Oh, the last time I saw Paul, I was horrible and almost let him in. But I stopped and caught the wall, and my mouth got dry, so all I did was take him for a spin. Yeah, we hopped inside my car. Good night.
Yes.
Indeed.
Indubitably.
Music. What you were listening to prior to this moment was, Well, first, I Like It Like That by...
Hot Shell Ray.
Hot Shell Ray.
Hot Chili Rye.
Hot Chili Rye.
Hot Turkey then Chili Rye.
After that was Paul by... Big Thief. And then after that, Potter.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say that's exactly what you sounded like.
I'm working on it. It takes a little bit to get into it. Is Group Love's song Go Do You Love Someone?
Correct. So that is what your ear holes consumed. Oh.
No.
Stop that.
No, no.
That is not how we behave.
Okay. I have kind of been on a voice kick. My roommates are mad at me because every time they come in and say hi to me, I just go, hello. And then usually it's accompanied by hello, puppet. And then it's recently just become puppet or hello. They think it's too much. And then
they might be right.
In a New Zealand accent, I'll just be like, hey there, how's it going?
That's a New Zealand accent?
Yeah, it's, you know, we're working on it. It's really fun to be like, hey everybody, this is Ben, he's my best friend. Like, it's like fun, it's really fun to say it like that. hello, well, I've been here.
I feel like I haven't ever heard a New Zealand person talk.
Well, you've probably never been to New Zealand, huh? That's all right.
I hear they have good rocks.
Yeah, I hear they also have really good rocks too. Ben, that's what I'm told. Yep.
Okay, I have a conversation.
Yeah,
I have a question.
Yeah, Ben, go ahead.
How do people get good at accents?
I don't know, Ben.
Is this something you've practiced?
I think I do it a lot. Yep. Like anything, Ben.
Did you start off bad, or did you start off at least okay?
I don't remember. Don't remember at all.
That's the humble way of saying good.
I was a small baby, and I started wanting to be something other than myself. Just kidding. I think I just like, yeah, I'm good at voices.
That's not helpful for those that are not as good.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, I had trachea surgery. I replaced my voice box with many voice boxes. Inside me lives the voice of many. I am a conduit. yep.
Trapped him.
Yeah.
So, Aiden.
So, Ben.
Where do you think, like, they get the voices for those, like, little cylinders that, like, you flip it over and cow voices come out?
Like the...
Yeah, what is that? And why do I own them, but I don't think anyone in my family would have bought them?
They're giving us gifts a lot.
What?
People have this interesting conception that children love animal sounds.
Do you agree?
No.
Do you think children dislike them or
no? I think they're just one of the first things they're told, which is like fine.
But how do animals like children sounds?
Yes. Uh-huh. When I need to calm my pig, I listen to womb noises with it. I played womb noises yesterday. It's just on the mind.
Do they sound weird?
We've played them on the show before.
Oh, we have. I was wondering where it was that
it's
I
had just a very
them.
Frothy boiling and then sometimes an anxiety-inducing heartbeat.
You're not allowed to say the word frothy boiling
ever again. Okay, I really want to play another song.
I want to hear you play another song.
Ben, we're so compatible together. It's like magic.
It's like magic. This is a song by Aiden.
Mm-hmm.
He made it. Mm-hmm. And who's it by?
It's by Jay Som.
Okay,
enjoy.
So a song by Aiden by Jay Som.
Have much fun. I hope you enjoy.
Enjoy song very much.
Bye bye until next time.
Just to see you through.
That was The Bus Song by Jay Somm. What you just heard was a poignant tribute to public transportation.
You know what? Public transportation really does matter.
Does it now?
I don't have any evidence to back it up, but it seems nice and I'm glad it exists.
It feels important in theory. Like the UN peacekeepers. Theoretically, I know we really need them. Historically, I agree. Never seen it.
Weird. Is that the hill you're going to die on?
Just, but no. I wouldn't go in so far as to say that that was the hill I'm going to die on. I'm just saying. It's a hill in which I stand. You know.
It's a small hill.
Yeah, it's a more of a drumlin. The drumlin on which I shall perish.
Oh. Shall have my last hurrah.
Right, Ben, what's the deal with sexy Mr. Clean?
Okay, I...
Have you seen the Mr. Clean commercials?
I have seen Mr. Clean commercials.
They're powerful. For those of you who haven't seen, I'm just going to give you a 15-second summary.
Yeah, and I'm gonna find an image and say whatever you're missing.
Yeah, so woman cleaning kitchen. Husband incompetent. Enter Mr. Clean. Looking fully animated and fit and fine as usual. Bald head. Gold written earring on the left side, I believe.
Yeah, it is.
Skin tight shorts, skin tight white shirt, white shoes.
Skin tight skin. Did you say
truly
that?
Truly immaculate. Yes, skin tight. He has the height of a lioness. And he walks on in, and they just begin to give each other eyes and things as they're, you know, cleaning the home.
I would say he's actually one of the most frightening people I've ever seen.
What?
Like in animated form, he looks fine. But in human form, here's what he would look like.
Yeah.
You know your like old gym teacher who's like kind of buff but also like kind of saggy?
I suppose that's
and
fair.
Like could very easily pin you to the ground and you're just kind of like unsure.
He's got that old man strength.
He's got old man strength, but like he's like nice and stuff, but like you know you're one mess up away from like misinterpreting it and like getting attacked. I would say that Mr. Clean seems great, but look at his eyes.
You think there's
no
there.
Life in his eyes?
Yeah, that's true. I suppose.
Yeah, that's a spooky gentleman. He also definitely doesn't smell good. Despite
you think that's
cleaning
just truly
all the
a
time,
fact. I feel like it's impossible for Mr. Clean not to. I thought he was marinated and, you know, purified in the chemical fires of Clorox.
Yeah.
He was dipped in.
He has no more fingerprints. This man commits crimes. They have been
he just
they have
swindles
been
countless things.
Absolutely Cloroxed off. There is nothing there. Just flat basic slimy hands, the better to commit crimes with. And the better to tear apart your home with.
Mm-hmm. There you go. I think it's time for a little Latvian joke. We haven't told any yet.
Ever.
Maybe. We've told a couple.
We have?
Yes.
I was not there. I'm not.
I was not present.
Okay, tell me a joke.
Wait, have you heard of Latvian jokes?
I think, like, I can
just... Essentially, they're just Latvian people saying things. I think it's quite funny.
Ah. Are you...
Two Latvian look at clouds. One see potato. Other see impossible dream. Is same cloud. Latvian is rub oil lamp find genie. Genie say, what is the three wishes? Latvian say, I wish potato. Then poof, potato. Latvian so happy. Oh, is potato, say Latvian. Genie ask, what is next wish? Latvian is say, I wish you go away so I can enjoy potato. Poof, too bad. Also, was only lamp. From a literary critical perspective, I just don't know if I can hop on board that.
Yeah, that one wasn't really... That one didn't do much. It left, actually, way too much to the imagination.
Latvia joke's funny. Man laugh. Then soldier kill man and take potato. Man sad again.
I get it. It had a beginning, middle, and an end. That was a story, for sure. Concise.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
Yeah, that was plenty.
That was the hors d'oeuvre of more Balkan-themed humor to come in future episodes.
Soon. Very soon. We have a lot planned. Some big, that type of joke.
Lovely.
For sure.
Ben, give us your song.
So this song...
We're starting to get into the wee hours of the show here.
Yeah, so we're gonna bring it into a song called Zombie Bastards.
Oh.
By Weezer. This song was recommended to me by a friend, and I haven't heard it, so we're all gonna be in for a surprise.
Here we go.
And here it is. Die, die. Bastards, we know what you want.
You know they're out there, don't you?
Welcome to the jungle, baby, it's you and me. Walk between the raindrops, singing along to Queen. My heart pumps cold.
Die, die, you zombie bastards. caravan, hiding in a hole. Die, die.
All right.
That was just about all of that I could take.
Yeah. Listening to Rivers Cuomo, you know, talk about his need to kill zombies is one thing. But over and over, it becomes a bit much.
I sort of had PTSD to when the emergency
and we thought we were just like ravaged by undead.
We were so unsure we were going to survive.
Simply. I also feel like I need to defend my honor right now.
Yeah, please.
I just said Latvia was in the Balkans. This was false. I'd like to apologize. It's not in the Balkans. It's, in fact, sandwiched in a nice little tight sandwich between the beautiful bread sandwich that is Estonia and Lithuania. I was ignorant, and I apologize. Let it be known.
I'm glad that you owned up to that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's brave. You did a brave thing.
Yeah, you did a good thing. But
well.
Anyway,
you did well, kid.
So this hour you've been listening to. Well, this hour runs 7 minutes. You've been listening to
91.5
WMFO
Tufts. Oh, Medford.
Medford.
Should we do it again? Should we start over?
This is Cream of Wheat, and you've been listening to
91.5 Medford.
WMFO.
Shoot! Why can't they? I'm Ben.
WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Excellent.
It has been very nice hour.
Very good hour with
Thank
all of you
so
now.
Thank you so much.
It is time to play final song and the end night morning. Goodbye, goodbye, and see you next week. Very
goodbye.
Nice.
See you later.
Goodbye. I do not know how I feel about that voice. Conflicting. We'll think about it.
We'll discuss. We'll have updates next week.
I'm really going to process that. All right.
Shall we?
See ya.